Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, whatever, Ed. What's going on?
They tried to shut me down.
Oh, yeah, it happens. You know, topic tonight. What's good, everybody? It is Big Red Brother B in the house. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? Hope I'm all as well. Everyone out there. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I got to get like some trumpet or something. Like, you know how, like in London, we got the royal family coming out and play the trumpet as soon as Lady T come on.
You know what?
Lady T!
You need to be playing that when Red come on. Red, get the trumpet first.
Nah,
I get the trumpet first.
No, she get heavy metal music. Like, she gets like some Bon Jovi.
I'll take that. I like that.
And then we got to turn on and find some, maybe some of that death metal music for Hot Rod. Hey, Hot Rod, how you doing?
Woo!
Oh, no.
Yeah, baby.
Oh my God!
Oh, hot rod.
No, I was calling for disclaimer. Then I have to run. I'll call you guys back later. Brother B, when the church opened back up, we need to get your cousin in check because she know what I'm talking about.
What?
Big Red needs to go to church. Okay? You've been posting stuff on Instagram. My virgin eyes and my ears.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Now I don't have
you
Instagram,
to
so I would not know.
Exactly.
I would not know. And
wait,
I could only imagine.
His virgin ears? Your ears are not virgin.
Is he
I know you heard a lot
eyeball.
Of stuff. You better cut that out.
You know, I'm an innocent church boy. But when I look at Big Red stuff, I'm like, oh, Lord, I can't take it. My heart is No wonder Brother B is crying.
I don't have Instagram. And if I did, if I saw something, I'd probably delete it. I'd probably delete
my
profile. Whole profile.
I'm saving you the trouble. You better off not going on Instagram with her. I'm going to tell you that
right now. I'm not. No,
right.
Listen, I used to live with her. So you can just imagine. You just imagine. Wow.
Because I'm Big Red, I can never look at the Lion King again, okay? The same way.
Oh,
you know what I'm
talking
about.
That right there.
Look, you know what I'm talking about.
That's
why. I'm calling my head.
I don't even know what happened, but it don't even sound right. It just made my stomach
sound. It don't even sound right.
My
okay.
Goodness.
I'll
come
back later.
Have a good
show. Okay.
All right. Sorry,
Okay.
Yeah,
oh
I don't know about the rest. So, once again, what up? It is Big Red Brother B, and we got Lady T in the house. I thought you were like, you ain't a co-star, you a guest star. We're gonna put you in the guest star category. Guest star is Lady T. The guest star,
okay.
Yeah, guest star. What's up, Trumpet? Yeah, it's The Menu.
Block
Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3355. That's 347-324-3355. Once again, I hope everybody's well. Had a good start of the week so far. You know, and everybody's in.
Yeah.
You know, despite all the negativity that's floating around, listen, the Most High of the universe ain't going to give you more than what you feel you can handle. And just like someone can say, pressure, you know, bust pipes, you know, pressure, you know, on coal also creates diamonds. So, you know, with that being said, you know, flip that negative into a positive, you know. We've been seeing a lot of negative, you know, we've been hearing a lot of negative, but, you know, also seeing, you know, some in the news. Our topic tonight, you know, police brutality. And,
Beat me, baby.
It's about to get me. Yeah.
Okay.
Long as a female captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we kind of knew that, but yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah. A lot of negative going around.
Peace, family, black man. How you doing?
All right.
Black man and woman is gone.
I used to have an instructor, a firearms instructor. He was an ex-police officer. And me and him were cool at one point, but this we came at a crossroads where we was talking about an issue in class one day about there was a case that was going on because there seemed to be so many with police brutality. And the conversation got kind of heated, but he said something that really made me have to distance myself from him. And made me wonder how many people think like him. So the thing was, he said, you're either anti-cop or pro-criminal. So I'm saying, wait a minute. So you're trying to say if I say the cop is wrong, which is obvious that he was wrong in what he did or extra, that means I'm anti-cop, or that means I'm pro-criminal? I was like, either way, it doesn't sound cool.
How you doing? Doobie?
Yeah.
Angel, how you doing?
Cool. So, with that being said, you know, we have a different generation of a lot of police officers
right nowadays.
When I used to arm a truck, I worked with a lot of old school cops who even said it themselves, this new generation of cops that they're hiring kids and just giving them guns and they're telling them to go out there and shoot and ask questions later. You know, go kick ass and then take numbers later. Like, you're the biggest gang in New York, so run with that. And it seems like some of them are subscribing to their own hype. Now, the situation that we just all saw, which I believe took place in Brooklyn, with the
I think it was in Brooklyn.
It looked like
okay. Actually, it was two things that happened. It was in Brooklyn. I think one was in I think it was Harlem, I believe. I'm not sure if I think the other one was in Harlem, but it was two incidents that happened over this weekend, like with that, you know, police brutality.
Okay, well this one apparently, you know, it was the whole thing started with the social distance. You know, the cops were, you know, telling people.
I couldn't hear y'all.
You know,
y'all said in Harlem, in Brooklyn?
Yeah, one was in Brooklyn. I know about the Harlem one. All right, the one with the taser happened in East Village.
Okay.
This happened in
okay.
East Village.
Okay.
So,
okay, I figured it was in the city.
Yeah. You know, this started with the whole social distancing thing. And, you know, one of the cops seemed to, you know, you could tell from the video, for those who watch the video, he got a little aggressive. Gresham, you know, started waving his taser, and I mean, for lack of, you have to call a spade, he attacked the dude. Just because he got in a fighting stance, which he claims like he, I guess he was in fear or whatever, and he attacked the dude. And, you know,
Is this the one in the East Village you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one that was waving the taser. And, you know, my thing is, some of us have.
Sorry, I can't hear on somebody's background.
Oh, that's wrong. Because he at work.
Oh,
yeah, I'm at work.
Oh,
I'm at work. I'm sorry.
I gotta turn. I'm trying to turn the music down. I'm trying to turn it down.
You know, some of us, you know, we have our mixed issues on cops. Listen, this is not a show that's bashing cops. This is not an episode where, you know, we have issues. Listen, we don't have issues with cops. My issue is more with the people who take that badge and run with it. It has nothing to do with the badge. So, you know, to those who are listening, you know, you can twist it whatever way you want to. You can lie to yourself and say, oh, well, Brother B is anti this or he hates this. Well, once again, you can kiss my ass. But I know what I am. And I don't live in that type of ignorant realm where I'm going to stereotypically blame every cop because of the actions of some. Because we as black people go through the same thing. So we shouldn't be stereotyping anybody when we're the first ones to be stereotyped for whatever's going on. So with that being said, let's start with Red first, because, you know, Red brought the topic up. What did you get from that whole situation?
All right. Well, the one in East Harlem, I had looked at that one. The one that I actually seen first was the one that happened in Brooklyn with the officer that was just resting himself on the young man's neck, like he just finished wrestling down a big cattle or something like that. And, you know, it was something that was happening in that area, and I don't know if it had something to do, more than likely probably because of the social distancing thing, but the young man that this officer, I think his last name is Garcia, whatever, was resting on the young man's neck, that young man wasn't even doing anything. Like, it's not like he was doing anything that warranted him to do that thing, to use that excessive force. So my thing is, like, why is it that when it comes to us, even if we're not being, you know, young black men, period, young black men, period, why does it have to be that you have to use such excessive force when it comes to black men? And my thing that I'm going to say this, and, you know, I hope, you know, if anybody, you know, I'm going to try to say this, you know, not being insensitive or whatever.
Man, stop
but,
being scared. Stop being scared. Say your shit.
No, I'm not being scared, but it's just that you have to worry about, you know, like I said, you have to, you know, I try not to be insensitive, but I'm going to just say it. This officer is of Spanish descent, and I have an issue with that.
He's a white boy. He's a white boy.
Well, not only because at the end of the day, they have a couple of them in their family that look just like you and me. So
yeah,
they probably hate them.
And then they hate that.
You're right.
Yeah. They hate that.
Yeah.
I've heard it before.
Right, and my thing is, so then what, once again, and even our own people do the same thing. Why do you have to use such excessive force when it comes to us? Why is it always like that? But when it comes to, and as you've seen the video, and I don't know if this video was old, I don't know if the video was new or whatever, those like officers in the Jewish community, and they're not doing all of that to them. They may rough them up a little bit, one or two of them, but they're not using that excessive force with them like that. So once again, I don't understand why is it that every time you turn around, that type of force is being used on us. And once again, the way this officer was resting on this young man's neck, he could have killed him. Then we would have had another Eric Garner situation on our hands. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Go ahead, Lady C.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say the problem is, to me, that they always see us as a threat. It doesn't matter if you're a white cop, or a Latino cop, or a black cop. You are part of the NYPD. You are part of that police department. I don't think they view you as, oh, you're a black cop, so you're going to treat the blacks this way. No, you're trained to be taught as a police officer. And one thing that I noticed, especially with young black men or black men, period, they view them as a threat. I'm thinking about something that I seen the other day a bunch of kids, mixture of kids, but the police officer actually said to the black kid, "Oh, you're not wearing your mask." He's like, "I have it tucked in my jacket." He's trying to breathe. When he goes into the store, he'll pull it up. So it's like, you know, you're a target for everything, but I'm thinking the Spanish kid didn't have one, and they didn't say anything to him. So I feel like, I'm sorry to say, it's always been like this, that we are a target. For some reason, we are a threat. We are looked at, viewed as a threat. And this is not by every white person. But for some reason, they feel that we are a threat. And I feel like they're doing this to come in line, having this thing, you need to be in line with this. Meanwhile, you'll see people that's not social distancing of different colors. They'll hand them out a pamphlet or walk up to them and speak to them, let them know what they need to do. I think right now, this whole thing with the mask and social distance, it's not a law. It's a requirement.
Absolutely, exactly.
And that's the difference between laws and requirements. So they're requiring us to do this for our safety.
It's $1,000 requirement.
It could be $1,000, but guess what? When you go to courts, when these courts open up, them $1,000 might be getting thrown out. Let's be serious. Yeah. If people learn their laws and know how to appeal things, these cases will be getting thrown out.
Well, that's why Patrick Lynch. That's why the police union, the head of the police union, Patrick Lynch, is a fucking joke. But anyway, he doesn't feel that cops should be out there doing that. And actually, I don't think they should either, because you're going against people's constitutional rights. Once again, just like you said, Lady T, and it's not a law. So you shouldn't have cops, police officers who are about enforcing the law. You shouldn't ask them to do something that's outside of the scope of their job. And to sit there and make sure people have masks or handing out masks, that's not their job. Like, if you want people to have masks, and you tell people to get up off their ass and go somewhere and get masks, or go to a designated place that's giving them out for free. Don't have officers out there giving out masks, because that's not their job. See, and that's the issue.
And you guys remember when they used to litter, and they used to, sorry, Brother B, and they used to have the posters up? Why aren't they putting those posters up, like safety guidelines in neighborhoods then?
Well, because, once again, that's just not their job. That's just not their job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just, it's not their job. And that's the problem. I think enough is being put on too many people already. Wait, Ron, you good?
Yes, sir, I'm good.
Oh, mad loud back then.
I'm at a different site tonight. I'm at a different site.
Listen, I got to be a straight shooter, because, you know, matter of fact, before I say anything, go ahead, Ron.
Listen,
I got to be a straight shooter. Dominican, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter, because there's a lot of them that don't like black people, all right? That's the one. You got Africans that don't like American black people. I mean, it's white people that don't like African.
Nobody likes black people. They got reasons.
They may have reasons. But the whole thing is, the one thing I have to really get on is the fact that, first of all, we can't continue to keep giving them the ammo. We don't need to keep playing into the stereotype, but that's what we keep doing. And see, the whole thing is, if someone is a bigot or have bias, that's one thing. With a job being a cop, you can't have bias in your job, because then you can't do your job honestly if you have some type of bias. If you are subjective, you cannot do that job objectively. You just can't. Because you have there's something in you that's like, oh, I don't like this, or I can't do that, or I'm not feeling that, so you shouldn't be doing the job. But of course, you got, you know, some people that do it because, you know, that's just a family tradition, or you got some people do it because, hey, you know, they want to be, there's a control factor, or they just want to be a part of something bigger, or they just want to go have a job, 25 years, get their pension, and they out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be.
there is, there's always going to be bias. Even chefs. There's some chefs that who are Muslims, who are Hebrews, who go places where they may have to use, they have to cook with pork. You know what I mean? There is a bias. You know what I mean? Everything you do, especially when it comes to us, around the world, everybody want to kill us. Everywhere you go around the world, everybody want to kill us. I put up a post today. I was like, I will no longer ever spend my hard-earned money to go vacation in somebody's backyard that's a ghetto. I'll never go somewhere where it's a ghetto. I mean, it's going to be a ghetto, but I'm not going to vacation to go see another ghetto. I'm not going to do that. And what it is just power. It's about power. The reason why the Jews don't get hassled like that, because they have land, they got a culture, they got political power, they got religious power, they have a history with the police. The police in Brooklyn and Queens and upstate New York, those police have been trained to know how to deal with the Hasidic community. You understand what I'm saying? And the Orthodox Jewish community, they don't give the police ammunition to do such. They're not known, the Orthodox are not known for fighting back, they're not known for shooting, they're not known for selling drugs,
exactly.
they're not known for hanging out, shooting each other. They shoot each other like
exactly.
once every 10
Can
years.
Can you understand that?
You know what I mean? So that's why the police treat them a little different, because the police have been trained to treat them different based on how they've acted in the last 20 years, 40 years, 50 years.
Well, they're docile.
Years.
They're docile compared to
black
people.
No, they're not.
Docile.
Dude, let me tell you something. Back in the 90s, I went toe to toe with some of them cats. Two of them cats tried to jump me.
But wait a minute.
They hang up on
you. No. It was one, and these dudes wasn't no little dudes. They weren't no young dudes. These were grown men. As a matter of fact, they were older than me. Tried to give me the business because I wouldn't let them in the building. And I showed them who and what's what and handle my business. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna take no law from them. Not from them.
Listen, they will gang up on you. And that's what I don't understand, because I've seen video. Where they were ganging up on I think one or two or three of the officers. So my thing is this. That's my thing. If it's just black man, why do y'all have to gang up on that one black man?
No, listen. I'm saying they have a history of that, and plus they're scared. Police officers are scared. That's why they got guns. You understand what I'm saying?
Finish up, because I got somebody
black people in the community for the last 100 years have given police every New York City police every reason. We're talking about New York City. Every reason out of 100% of the black people in 100 years in New York City. 50% of the black male population have given police officers a reason to react the way that they do. You know,
exactly.
In the inner cities.
All right, but that's
cities.
Out of frustration a lot of times.
We're talking actual data. It's worse than that, actually. But I'm being nice. But based on how they're trained, like the black and brown community, this is what will happen. You know what I mean? Black men are a threat because of fear, because they might shoot you, they might stab you, they might hurt you. You understand what I'm saying? Me personally, without a gun, I worked in clubs. I had to handle two dudes with my bare hands by myself. You understand what I'm saying? I had no gun. I had no badge. You understand what I'm saying? I had to break up a fight with 4 girls. I had no help by myself, no gun, no badge, no handcuffs. You get what I'm saying? And I didn't take no loss, and I didn't get hurt. So you're right. On one hand, it's like, why does it take 5 cops to hold down one dude? They're not getting trained right. You know, and then there's the fact of resisting arrest.
About that.
You know what I mean? But
is it not being trained right, Ron, or is it the fact that this is the history from since slavery time?
Us being hung,
and then, things like that.
It's a history.
Being
it's, a
beaten,
it's a history. It's a history. It's how they're trained. Fear. It's anger. It's their opportunity to take out whatever frustration and anger. that they can on people.
Yeah, well, then that's why when certain things happen to young black men on people, black people, period, this is why we get riled up. I'm not saying that is right, but that's why we get riled up, because it's a frustration, especially if you didn't do anything. If I'm not doing anything, what? Just like that stop and frisk bullshit, if I'm not doing anything, what are you checking for? What are you on me for?
No, that's just like, well, that goes also in addition. Right now, you guys know we're in quarantine, quote unquote quarantine, and the fact that we can't go out there and rally, we can't go out there and protest against this. What can you do?
Well,
you get what I'm saying?
Yo,
so I feel like they're taking even more advantage. Of
call the 1537. You're on air with the menu. What's up? Sorry about that. Call the 1537. Hello? Call the 1537.
All right.
Okay, well, enjoy the show. If you want to jump in, your mic is on. You can jump in anytime. My thing is this. Listen, whether you can't train ignorance. If a person is ignorant, if a person is subjective, if a person is not trying to hear from jump, there's no amount of training you can do to change them. You can train a person to do certain things, but when they're out on the street, it's a totally different situation. You can read a book,
right,
and take a test all you want to, but it doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't correlate to what you're going to encounter in the street. Now, listen, if I'm a white person, or I could be a person, it doesn't even matter. I could have grew up in that same hood, but yo, the hood is the hood. There's a lot of Caucasian people out here that the only thing they know about black people is 50 Cent or Jay-Z. So they're coming into the areas where we don't clean up, where we're disrespecting ourselves, we're disrespecting our community, you know what I'm saying, the areas that we live. What do you expect them to think? Once again, we keep giving them the ammo to treat us like shit because we're treating ourselves like shit. So, of course, they're not going to give you that respect if they look at you like shit. Why should I look at you like you're something if you don't even treat yourself good?
You know something, Brother B, with what you just said with that, as far as if we start treating ourselves right, yeah, it might work, but I highly don't think so. I look at President Obama, how they did him while he was at the White House. They still looked at him like you were a nigger. So what, you were the president?
But they didn't care. No matter what, you're always going to be a nigger, but you know what? They can say whatever they want to say. I'll tell you one thing, that man will go down in history.
He was the one perpetuating the very same system that degrades us. You know what I mean? He was just another Negro with a government job, taking care of his family.
But you know
that's
what
how he came across. That's how he came
but
across.
You know what? He was polished.
He was nothing.
That's the
hold
problem.
Hold on, before him being president, he was fighting for Chicago with his professionalism.
Yeah,
exactly.
He had a job.
Exactly.
In Chicago.
And we're not talking about the nice side of Chicago that he was fighting for their rights.
And Chicago is even a worse condition that he found. So he did nothing.
He tried.
If you tried,
he tried, and they need to try harder over there. If you try,
because it's not about
okay,
what
no
he
problem.
Did. It was the look.
You talking about?
It was the polish. It was the polished professionalism. It was the look.
Oh come on! He was groomed. He was groomed. He was groomed for
exactly.
20 years to be there 8
okay.
years. Come on, man. He
but
was,
yeah,
he was
that's
circus.
Still okay, but this
what
is that's the point that I'm making.
Clown.
They still look at us the same. It doesn't matter what we do. We can do good. We can do good. I know people
we
that have
do
done
good.
Good.
What, do we train animals? What do we train animals?
I'm not
we
talking about
good.
Like that.
But you know.
Anyway,
you know
whatever,
you
Ron. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Having your class, having your integrity as a human being.
But you know what, Ron? You're damn right. We are, you know what, we are training animals because we're sitting in front of these violent fucking ass movies. They're selling drugs on every corner. We're grooming them to not be shit. And that's the problem because some of these
movies
ain't shit. And this is the same attitude. This is the same attitude that these cops have to come in and deal with.
Yeah. It's like,
and
what
do they say? You're a product of your environment. You're a product of your environment.
Exactly.
That's my point. There's people that's in that environment that's making sure they get up out of that and so forth. Or they're either in there and they're helping. Yeah, and you also have people that's helping to clean up that environment.
Cleaning up.
So
and
it's like we damned if we do or we damned if we don't.
No,
that's how I look at it. It's really sad with this police brutality. I'm sorry. I'm telling you.
So,
I don't know.
So what's the so wrong? So
I know
wrong
you
in
don't
your
know
opinion,
that.
What's the solution? What's the solution for us to not keep getting our asses beat in the streets?
It's like you take it to martial arts. It's like if you're not there, you can't get hit. You know what I mean?
I have family members that's fighting for civil rights on a daily basis, fighting for criminal injustice against blacks.
You're fighting for the wrong thing. You don't
fight
for civil rights.
Are they fighting for that? Are they fighting for the wrong thing, for criminal injustice?
Criminal injustice?
Things
like
that?
If you're a criminal, okay.
They're not a criminal. I've seen many black people who has been wrongfully indicted.
So they have
and their whole case get overturned. And you know when their cases get overturned? When they already did these 20 years. Is that really justice?
Yeah.
When they were faced with 25. Like, come
on,
man.
Hold on. If you know you're not going to get a fair shake, I know I'm not going to get a fair shake. It's one of the first things my mama told me is don't be out there in the street doing dumb shit. People, places, and things. What kind of people are you hanging out with?
Go ahead, Ron.
Because I'm a black man, and not to say that you don't go through stuff, but I go through it. I've had cops draw down guns on me. I've been stopped and frisked and searched. I've been it. And I changed my life. I'm living proof of it. People, places, and things. What kind of people you hanging out, what kind of things you doing, and what kind of places that you going. Get back to martial arts. If you're not there when somebody throws a blow, when somebody hits you or tries to hit you, if you're not there, they cannot hit you. And you need to get out of these streets. Ain't nothing in these streets. You talking about resolution. Ain't nothing in these streets. And these Negro boys is always in these streets. These niggas is always in these streets. Ain't nothing in these streets. And they're watching these entertainers, these rappers and actors or whatever. They're the ones that perpetuate all this. You understand what I'm saying?
I got something for you. So I do armed security.
Mm-hmm.
And trust and believe. When a cop hears that, some of them don't like it to some of them, a nigga ain't supposed to have a gun. Or
mm-hmm.
How do you have a clean record? Mm-hmm. But that's the thought of some, not all,
mm-hmm.
because I haven't had some of these experiences with cops that some people say they have. Of the experiences that I've had with cops, out of 98%, all of them have been just quite pleasant. But I know how to conduct myself. I know the language.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You
I know what to do. The whole thing is, but I educated myself on that. See, a lot of these youngins in the street, these youngsters, same color as me, black and brown, they're not educating themselves. They too busy out here wanting to be thugs and be tough.
Because
them
they
cats,
go by what
they
see
them,
on the news and
yeah,
the TV
and
all that.
But once again,
internet
what do we feed them?
It's just you got the rappers and all, and Puff Daddy. You got the Puff Daddies and all that. You got
House
the Trey
House
Songz
niggas.
And all that. All them old clowns.
It's all
all them clowns.
Their kids probably don't even go to public school.
No, Christian and some of his kids went to private school. Yeah, they went to private school. Yeah.
Well, of course,
they're even worse than him. His oldest son has a drug problem.
But
you know
what
I mean?
What?
They try very well.
They
try very well to hide it.
But
you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like I blame Puff for the last 25 years for setting the course of what it is. We're talking about Chicago. It's worse in Chicago than it's ever been. You understand what I'm saying? So
well,
it's like, and then. They never. It's like you talk about. They put a Band-Aid on the situation. They never even unwrap the box of Band-Aid.
Why?
I don't know what's in the.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't know what's in the water out there.
If I was a white man with that type of mentality, once again, fuck it, let them kill each other. Let them do the job that we won't have to do.
We've always
and we're doing
not,
a good job.
See, when you understand what it is, like I said a few weeks ago, there's three types of white people. There's the racist, there's the white supremacist, and then there's the bleeding hearted liberal. Now the bleeding hearted liberal is the worst of them all because you never see him coming. The racist is the one that makes the money. They're not white people are really not. They're really not. There's no hate involved. It's about getting money. It's about surviving. That's why there's no such thing as like white devil. There's no such thing. The black man and woman is God. Then the black man and woman is the devil.
So what do you think these cops out here are doing?
The cops out here, they are the white supremacists. They are pushing white supremacy. And they're pushing it because on a need-to-know basis, they're not in the know. They don't have money.
But
they're working from paycheck to paycheck.
This is a Spanish cop. This is a Spanish cop.
He thinks he's other than what he is. That's why he's acting like that.
I know, and that's what I said earlier. And a lot of them think that way. And it's a lot of them that think that they're other than what they are. And like I said, they probably have family members that are the same complexion as me and you. And you're right, they do hate them. But at the end of the day, that's what makes me concerned because, like I said, why did you do that to your own people? My thing is this, and I'm gonna just say, listen, wasn't the president just throwing paper towels at your people about 2 years ago? And your country still ain't recovering from that damn hurricane.
But hold on, I got something for you. Things ain't always what they seem. Because that cop, he got to be racist. I mean, he could have his little, bias, attitude, bigot, whatever, but it's deeper than that. Some of these Latino and these black cops out here are just trying to survive the job.
Don't make excuses for your enemy.
You got to listen to them. Because you know what? Some of these Latino and black cops, they don't have a voice for what's going on with them. Because remember, my kid's mother, she did her time behind the badge, and I used to hear all the stories. Some of them, they gotta put that face out there. Who are you with? Are you with us, or are you with them? Are you with the blue, or are you with those people in the street? See, they gotta go back to that house. They gotta deal with the shit. So some of them have to play that role in order to survive, in order to get up off those streets. Because some of them ain't getting promoted because they know somebody. Some of them gotta bust their ass and do all types of shit just to get promotion. You know how many times, you know what I'm saying? My kid's mother, she put in for promotion and she didn't get it. She passed the test.
Yeah, but
I got all these scores, but she didn't get it. But listen, she stepped on some toes too. You see what I'm saying?
Him stepping on toes, I get that.
Than that. It's political and it's personal, but it's more personal than political.
But I
so
get that. But see,
so
now his face
good.
Is out there.
Good.
Yeah, but then now his face is out. His face is out there.
Well,
that's my thing. They're not gonna put one of their own face out there.
But it's a good look. He took one for the team. He took one for the team.
I guess that's how he looks at it. Because I guess he probably looked at it as, you know what, they're not really going to do nothing to me. All they're going to do is put me on death duty, which that's what they did. Just put them on freaking death duty. My whole thing is, they need to make these cops accountable for what they do. Not no damn death duty. Fire them. Why are you keeping this person on the job? And that's not his first time.
They gotta do an investigation.
You know,
they
him
do
like that.
They won't fire him. They backed up by the PBA. That's why this does not go down the way we always wanted it
right.
to go down.
And that's not the first time he's gotten in trouble for something like that. But that's what I'm saying. Why does it have to take this far for something like that? Like I said, once again, what if he had killed that young man? Then what was going to happen? Probably nothing, of course. But I'm just saying.
Listen. when you have a history of violence, when you have a history of violence, because that's how they take us to the broad scope. Once again, it goes back into that whole thing of giving them ammo. See, when you go to court, all the things to some snazzy lawyer to paint that perfect picture. Oh, he was, you know, he's out here on the streets amongst, you know, people of all ethnicities. It's rough out there. It's this, it's that. You know, he was feeling some type of way. He had to protect himself. He was scared. He was this, that. And you know what? A jury's going to go for it. Because, you know, a lot of them look at, oh, cops are our heroes. They can never do any wrong. Out of a 12-person jury, you're probably only going to have one or two jurors that's going to be like, nah, that was some BS. But it is what it is, man. Like I said, somebody had to take one for the team. I'm not going to sit there and say that the dude was right, waving his taser. That didn't even make no goddamn sense. I don't know what was the purpose of him. Yeah, I don't know what was the purpose of him waving his taser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that right there, if that taser would have went off and hit somebody.
Yeah, but the purpose of him was to send a message. Next time, y'all won't be doing that again. Everybody that saw that footage, you're not gonna do it anymore. This is the message that they're sending.
Well, you know what? You know what's gonna happen? Homeboys, they're gonna cut him a check. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna cut him a check. That's why New York is always broke, because there's a lot of lawsuits, especially for NYPD. They're gonna cut him a check, and then that's gonna be the end of it. You know what I'm saying? And like a good person, you know, that whatever he is, here's something for your trouble. Bye. That's what's gonna happen. That's exactly what's gonna happen. Look, you didn't get killed. You just got roughed up a little bit. Here's something for your trouble. Now have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the sad part. That's what always happens.
That's what you call a mission of guilt.
All I saw was ego.
A mission of guilt.
Oh yeah, we know that.
Mm-hmm. All I saw was somebody ego driven who thought he was like acting like he was in a street fight or something, who just said, F the professionalism because I'm a cop, so ain't nobody gonna touch me. And he did what he did. He did what he did, and he didn't quit. And what's going to happen is they're going to sit him down and say, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You did what you had to do. You got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're going to use
that
social distance. They're going to use the Rona as an excuse for everything now.
Well, they really can't.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to use the Rona for everything now.
Some of those cops didn't even have masks on. Themselves.
Yeah, that's the crazy.
Some of those,
absolutely, and that's the thing.
Yeah, some of those cops, they didn't even have masks on themselves. So the whole thing is they really can't try to play into that. Once again, social distancing is not a law. So to go over to a couple, and, you know, of course, they're going to say, oh, well, we found a taser on them, we found this, we found that. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. You know, once again, they're going to paint the picture. But this whole thing, when it comes down to the police brutality, something has to give on both sides. Something has to give on both sides, because the fact that you have a badge and you have the authority, listen, that doesn't mean you can go out there and demean people. That doesn't mean you can go out there and kill people for that. But at the same time, the people on the street need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
but you know, that's easier said than done, because you know why? It's to a point, people are frustrated. And I'm not just talking about black people. I'm just saying people in general are frustrated. Because first of all, this whole situation is frustrating everybody. Because people are sick of being in their house. Sick of people are sick of going, standing on lines at stores. It's frustrating. They're sick of going to the, you know, stores and they can't get what they want. It's frustrating. This whole situation is frustrating. So what do they think is going to happen? Once again, this is just the beginning. In another couple of days, I ain't going to say a couple of months, by the time it gets hot, it's really going to be a lot going on, a lot more going on. Because people got to wear masks. It's like we're not used to this. We live in a city where we're not used to this. We're not used to this. So guess what?
Yeah.
You think it's going to get worse by the summertime. By the time it gets hot next month, it's going to get worse. Because who the hell wants to walk around with a freaking mask on and it's 200 goddamn degrees outside? I wouldn't want to fight too.
You going to do it, or you going to get a fine or whatever? You going to deal with the consequences. See, this is what happens. See, this is what happens again. It goes back to not having any power. We have no political power. We have no economical power. We don't have our people power because we're not unified. You dig what I'm saying? So this is what happens to us.
About that.
This is why what happens to us doesn't happen to the Jews. You know what I mean? Because you touch a Jew the wrong way, you best believe you got some people that are going to come to
education.
They're going to come to their
education.
Aid. You're going to come to their aid.
Education.
And they got land. They got country.
Listen.
They got a country. They got the respect of their women and children. This is what it is. They have businesses. They own communities. They own schools. This is what it's about. And Negroes get rich or whatever, and they just don't do nothing for the community. Giving out turkeys, that's not doing something for the community. You know what I mean? You have to own. It's not even education because a lot of those Hasidim.
You know what?
Let me tell you something. A lot of those Hasidim are very illiterate.
With the field that we work in, you know the do's and don'ts. Why?
Because we understand the law. You informed yourself.
It's not an education.
We informed ourselves about what was going on.
Okay, so these cats out here, we already know there's a double standard. You already know there's bias.
So why put yourself in harm's way?
And they constantly do it.
Then I got to feel sorry for you. I got to go to your funeral. I got to be sad for you because your mama and them, or you didn't listen to your mama and them, or because you wasn't. No. I was out on the block. You know where my spot is when I do my vending. You know how much times I used to tell kids, yo, man, stop doing this, stop doing that, man. You know, blah, 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 blah. And I seen them grow up. I seen them buckle because of peer pressure. I seen them buckle. I seen kids grow up in bullshit. You know what I mean? When they didn't listen. And I had kids come up to me, you was right. Yeah, after you done did 6 months in jail, after you done did a year stint, after you and I had slinging Larry Love, you know what I mean? After you don't
mean back
my heart.
Back in our day, the most, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Lady T, the most that kids was doing was popping. But if you was going to jail, like, you really did, like, it's like, whoa. We was coming up, we wasn't shooting, we was using our hands. These cops out here, so with that being said, why you think these cops out here acting like that? They trying
right,
to go
well,
on with
it. Well, like I said, you know, this is getting ridiculous to me. And I don't understand that. Y'all see where they was in the park? There's a whole bunch of people in the park. What park was that they was in and they was handing out the mask?
To Brooklyn. Looked like something like Brooklyn.
They wasn't beating them up or doing anything.
Well, my
and there was no social distancing. There was no social distancing going on there. The people were sunbathing and everything.
And that's what we're saying. Different neighborhoods get treated differently, though.
Because they act different. Because you act different. You get treated accordingly the way that you act.
The black community
has a history. They have a history with every police, every hood.
But Ken, let me ask you a question. You're saying they have a history, we have a history. But isn't there a reason why we have a history of that? And it has nothing to do with us personally. It's not us that made that history.
Yeah,
it's them that made that history.
It's the effect of white supremacy. I understand. Yes. But it comes a time like
we don't have to keep
either you're gonna
it.
Stop
we
either you
going
either you going that's right. Either you're gonna stop it or you're gonna keep going through it. Now if you're gonna keep going through it, I don't wanna hear you complain about it. No, I really don't.
But okay,
because you're not changing the behavior. You can't change the behavior by still continuing doing the same thing.
What you said, Ron, right there, just classified. It just sounded like every black person is to be classified like that.
No, it's not every. How you doing?
Like
they
do, no, I'm talking about as far as how the cops see us. That's how they see us first. They're not wondering, oh, is this a good black person or is this a bad black person? You get what I'm saying? We classified as that anyway. Whether you're good or bad.
You know why? You know why?
Yes, sir.
Because their whole thing is somebody, before they go out, when they
Wrong,
do
right,
roll call, before they get
right,
to the street, they're going to tell them, hey, listen, make sure you get your, no matter what, make sure you get your asses home at night. Make sure you get back to your families or whatever you're getting back to.
Because they don't have that. They don't have. They don't have too
many. They're already being sent out there with that attitude of like, yo, it's either kill or be killed.
They don't have that problem. We don't have that problem in the Asian community.
But see, but now they know. Of course, they know when they go to a certain community, they know they're not going to be certain. They're not going to meet resistance.
You gotta police your own
community.
We can't have. Hold on, bro. You can't have 24-hour. Liquor, 24-hour grocery, like corner stores. You got to get rid of that. Those are the things that set up the very thing that perpetuates the very continuous ideology, the very continuous ideology of what we go through. You got 24-hour
well,
stores.
We were trying to police our own communities. They tried to get them shut down. Wasn't the Black Panthers, that's what they were trying to do, police our own community?
Well, that was
Wasn't
fear.
They trying to
that
do that?
That was fear. That was fear. They shut that down because they didn't want us to unify. See, listen, whether people like to hear it or not, black people can, in the eyes of everyone else, black people cannot unify. That is a no. Because once we unify,
because we're not allowed to
strong.
Unify.
No, we are. It doesn't matter.
Not.
It's just like,
nah,
you gotta,
nah,
you gotta,
we
you gotta, listen. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something real quick. The American dream is about coming here, starting a business, being your own boss, taking care of yourself, taking care of yourself kind, getting your money, and getting the fuck out of here. That's why there's not a lot of people that live here. There's billions of people in India. There's billions of people in Africa. There's billions of people in Asia, all throughout Asia. These people come here, they get businesses, they send money back home, and then 10, 20 years, 30 years, they leave and go back home, and they set it up for the next person to benefit off of the American dream. They pass the business on so they can create wealth, generational wealth. Our focus is different. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have to be the ones to correct racial inequality here. Not the man, not the government. The government only assists you. When you look at that bullshit constitution, the constitution is not for us. But the constitution doesn't say we the government. It says we the people. There was rich people that came here. There's rich people that came here to get wealthier. And if you're not trying to get money the right way, if you're not trying to get money the right way, I don't want to hear what you're trying to do. Because you're lost. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care if you're black, white, or whatever. You think what I'm saying? If you're not trying to do it right, you're doing it wrong. You know what I mean? And all that old crazy stuff like Cassie's, like the stuff we're doing is wrong. We got too many churches in the hood. We got too many restaurants and barbershops. We don't know how to. You don't have control of your community. You know what I mean? You go to Bronxville. You go to a place like Bronxville, New York. They got less than five churches. They got less than five churches. They got one strip mall. And if you can't get in that strip mall, you better go to White Plains. And them places, they got houses that range. The houses that range from $1.5 million. To $10 million in Bronxville, next to Scarsdale, coming out of Mount Vernon. You know, Fleetwood goes into Bronxville and stuff like that from Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon is a segregated little place. South Side looks like shit. You dig what I'm saying? It's about your community. It's about where you go. It don't matter if you're Christian, no matter if you're Muslim or whatever. It's about how you want to govern your community. Now, you know, people, Negroes, got all they want to party. A lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of cats, they want to party, want to hang out and get high, and look fly, and go home and be broke. I mean, hey, that's what you want to do. You cannot complain about society's ills when you contribute to them. You know what I mean? It just don't make sense, brother.
And it starts in the household first before you come out in the
home.
Community.
Not to cut across wrong. But it's like it goes according to what you said. Like the first thing you want to do, oh, I'm gonna open a barbershop. Oh, I'm gonna open a liquor store. Oh, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna start a church. I'm gonna do that.
No.
Like we only stick to certain things to do. Like, we think we can't go beyond the liquor store, or we can't go beyond opening a sneaker store or a fitted store or something like that. It's like,
what's
our,
wrong with the barber shop, though, in the salon? What's wrong
it's
with
too
that?
Much. It's too many. It's
no,
too,
I
many.
Didn't,
it's
you,
too
you
many.
Know something?
It's too
you
many.
Know something with
it's
that?
Too many.
Let me tell
it's
you. I just want to say something from speaking from that, being a cosmetologist myself. I could do chemistry and things like that because of cosmetology and make my own products if I wanted to. So it's outlets to these things. You need to start off at something and always have a backup craft.
But
yeah,
look
but
where
too,
your
it's
head
too
is.
Too many. There's nothing wrong with
look where your mind
I don't
is
think
at.
So.
I
don't
look
think
where
so.
Your mind is at.
I'm from a
but,
I'm from
there's,
a
there's so many different things that I could do. Writing, a lot of things. I'm telling you, it's
no,
I don't
saying,
know.
I'm
my parents always taught us have some sort of craft to fall back on.
Uh-huh. I'm saying in the hood. In the hood, there's
what's
too many
wrong
barber
with that,
shops.
Though?
There's too many
barbershops.
What's
wrong with that?
Wrong with it?
There's too
there's
many barbershops.
There's wrong with it, but it's just
no,
that
I know. I
want to
know why Ron
more.
Said too many. What's
in
wrong
Vernon,
with too many, though?
In Mount Vernon, listen, a place like Mount Vernon is 4 square miles. South Side operates 2 square miles. There's 15 to 22 barbershops. The population in Mount Vernon is less than 70,000. It's too much. I mean,
like what you're saying. Sorry, Ron, not to cut across you, but just to say something with that. That could be compared to the Jewish community. And going back to that, I actually lived in a Jewish community in Kensington, Brooklyn. And every single corner was a kosher store. So what are we really saying? If that's our
but
product,
how many,
and
but
we,
how many? But how many? How many?
A lot.
How many? How many thousands? I know that at least they got 300,000 people that live in that area. That own property.
Really.
They own property. I hear what you're saying.
But in Mount Vernon,
it's like you're talking about 22. Just barbershops. 22 barbershops. And then there's 5 salons.
You know the thing is.
Hold on. And there's 400 churches in Mount Vernon. 400. And I'm being nice.
We keep going with the stereotypical shit. We keep going the same route. Like, we don't raise our conscience up. Like, first of all, you know, one of the reasons, I believe it's probably the only reason why they implemented the college, the 60 credit thing when it came down to NYPD, because you had a lot of minorities coming out of high school going into NYPD. And at that time, they wanted to keep it Italian and Irish.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do? They knew blacks and Hispanics wasn't going to college, going to school like that. So they implemented the 60 credits. And the 60 credits really don't mean shit, because it don't mean 60 credits for you to shoot somebody in the back or whip somebody's ass. You getting that extra 4 years don't really mean anything. It was just a way to keep us out, black and brown people out. But the whole thing is, we get in there and what do we do? Instead of unifying, we allow ourselves to be ran. And treated like by the same people that wear the same uniform, because you know that I don't want to be on the streets all my life, so I got to kiss ass, so I want to do this because I want to survive the game. And then you have our own people on the streets. There's that sense of hopelessness in the hood, and they run with that and they stick with that because they're too busy listening to these motherfuckers on these bullshit microphones and these stupid movies, living a fake life that they don't really live. Nice.
These fake black leaders,
Before the fake black leaders, before the fake black people on the mics and things like that, they done seen fake ass people in their own homes.
My mother was ghetto fabulous before the term was Penn, and by the age of 9. By the age of 9, I knew my mother wasn't the kind of woman I wanted to marry. By the age of 9. And I got married at 19. I had my kid at 20. So I had, as they say, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You got to want it. You don't want it, you don't get it. And nobody's going to give it to you.
Now, that situation right there that we was watching in what I think the West Brook, the whole situation with the cop and the tape. All right. You saw the cop waving the tape. Listen, he could have just said his little piece like, oh, you a sucker, you this, you that, and kept it moving. But he kept had to egg it, he egged them on. And see, that right there is ammo to be used against it. It's not to justify the cop running up on him and smacking him up. But it's like Ron said, like, why put yourself in a situation? Why be there?
Yeah, people, places, and things. People, places, and things.
And we see, and listen, I'm a person who has been at work, and a mom can say to me, oh, you got a gun? Yes, you. Well, you talking shit, you got a gun? Use it. Look, you still an asshole. Because you may come across
the
wrong
in the
person
wrong
that
place,
may say,
or
oh,
are they in the wrong place?
Listen, you know what? It's the whole thing is that attitude.
In the wrong place, too.
it's the attitude. It's the attitude. You can't deal with that attitude, man. That attitude right there has to go. We can't keep challenging. Listen, first of all, you already know they're in the position of authority. You already know what they do, so why are you challenging them? Why are you starting shit with them? Just leave them alone. Let them do what they got to do, because you know what? You had the white people out there and the cops handing the masks on the lawn and all that stuff. I don't see any people going out there protesting that. I don't see any black people going on the news and say, yo, well, how come you coming to our hood? You ain't giving us masks. Why don't you bring that up?
Because they
do
not
do
know their rights. They're not trying to be informed of their rights.
No,
they have the
right.
They have the rights to go to their local council person with that. They're doing that in this neighborhood. They won't do that though.
You have no right. Black people have no right. That's another thing. They have no right. Who told you had rights? Rights is what? If you had rights, they wouldn't treat you like an animal. We have no
rights.
They
damn sure read you your rights when you're getting arrested. Let's stop. They
read you,
y'all could say y'all don't have rights, but they
read you your rights based on you a criminal. They've seen you commit a criminal act. So based on once you come under their jurisdiction, now they have the right. They're reading you your rights.
They
read
him the rights for the taser, and the taser to wear this mask and all of that is not a law yet. That is a requirement. That is not stamped and sealed.
He was reaching, and then he needed to stop.
But there's many people who have been in the position, they have their hands up. Don't forget they got shot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that about? You know what I mean?
That's the thing about it.
So tell me, when they follow all the directions and they still get killed, please talk to me about that.
That's just blatant hatred. And it has nothing to do with the badge. It's the person that signed up for the job.
Because I'll go.
Listen, I can get this job and I can kick ass legally. I can bust heads.
Oh, no, we can't. We can't win. We can't win.
There is a win.
There is a win.
You know what I mean?
But you have to change our conduct.
It's not even a conduct. You have to change your mind. You have the wrong information. You got wrong knowledge. Wrong knowledge could get you to do wrong things. You know what I mean? You think it's cool to go hang? You gotta make a sacrifice on that, man. Partying and drinking and all that stuff. That stuff has never brought us anything good.
Yeah, but that's not
good.
What she said. She said if you're doing everything that you're supposed to do in terms of you're not resisting, you're doing everything, and then you still get killed. We've seen this just a couple of years ago, how these like black men were just getting killed, and a lot of them weren't doing anything. They weren't resisting. They weren't waving guns and all that other stuff. But meanwhile, you got these homegrown terrorists that were going into schools, killing up people and kids and all that other stuff, and they get apprehended.
You got the wrong knowledge in your mind. We teaching our kids the wrong stuff. We letting them learn the wrong stuff.
But on the other side, Ron, we got to call a spade a spade. There's a lot of listen. We all probably came across one or know a few. There's a lot of suckers from high school, a lot of suckers
who became cops,
who became cops, and now all of a sudden they got both.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah,
all of a sudden they got both. Those are the ones.
Yes.
Those are the ones that's
yes.
out there doing that shit like that. Those are the ones
yes.
that's out there doing the wild shit. Because you know what? You know how many black cops you see out there, or Asian cops you see out there doing what these white boys are doing, or some of these Spanish guys.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really care about that. You don't even care about these cops doing that shit. That was just like I said. That was ego. I don't think that had nothing to do with race. That was just straight up ego. He was probably one of the kids that got his lunch snatched when a little fat boy got his lunch snatched when he was in school, and then he got a bag, you know what I'm saying, started working out a little bit, and now he's a tough guy. Those are the ones who shouldn't have a badge. Those are the ones that should be a cop, but you know what they are. Because you know what, NYPD and all these other police agencies, they need the bodies. So they can push some of these people through. It's about quantity, not quality.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who are shooting these unarmed black men and women, who are doing all of these brutal tactics, shooting them in the back, all this other stuff, listen, that's quantity, not quality. And they know what they got. They know they got dirty apples. But listen, they need bodies. They need bodies. Simple and plain. They need people on the street. And this is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that is. And people, crime has gone down, actually. In all actuality, crime has gone down. But you got these overzealous cops.
Well, within the last couple of months?
No, in the last couple of years. I bear witness to that. You know what I mean? You still get the shootings. You still get the shootings. You still get the robberies. But it's not as much as it used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not as much as it used to be.
But that's a problem. That's a problem. Crime pays, brother. So crime has to exist. It's a part of the cycle.
Certain types of crime.
That prison system, this country is built on that prison system. Another form of slavery, man. So they need those criminals.
Yeah, but they was also talking about closing down Rikers. You know what I mean? So.
That's for a whole nother topic, because I could give you a real insight to that. That's for a whole nother topic. I think we did one of those topics on Absolute Truth already and had some of those issues from that, talking about the reason why. And that was also for a money-making scheme to open some more prisons. That's what that was about. So, just a revolving
6947.
Cycle, you know?
6947, you all with the menu. What's up, Miss Cherry?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hello. I just wanted to weigh in.
What's
up? I agree with a lot of what you're saying. We as a people have not invested in our communities. We're always looking to somebody to come in and resolve it. And when they don't resolve it the way that we want, we can see we're not being treated fairly, but we're not willing to do what it takes to get to where we need to be. Like, I saw the video also with the police officer throwing the boy to the ground after, I guess, threatening to tase him. And I thought, why aren't we police in our own neighborhood? Why are we not police officers getting paid, getting a pension, walking around and taking care of our own neighborhood? We're sending people that don't understand us into our community and hoping that they understand us, are willing to understand us, and are willing to make the right decision for us. And we keep seeing over and over again that they're not. And we complain about it, but we don't do anything about it. And I'm not talking like Black Panther. I'm talking about getting paid with a paycheck. We have a couple of our representation on the police force, but if you're there by yourself, and like I think Brother B mentioned, if you're outnumbered and you have to go back into that scene where any given day they're the ones that have your back, once you turn on them, you're there by yourself. Your community doesn't value you, and they don't value you. So a lot of times, the few that we have on the force are not going to stand up. You just need to have more people on the force.
Now, and to go right into what you said, so my kid's mother, right before she graduated the academy, I remember she had the instructor told everybody to go out and get a copy of Cervical.
Yeah, Cervical was a shit. Yeah.
And that right there And I sat and watched the movie with her. And after the movie was done, I looked at her and I said, and you want to join this shit?
Mm-hmm. And that was the 60s.
I told her,
that was the 60s.
And that was the 60s. But it's still somewhat of the same type of mentality that's going on. It's personal before politics. You don't go against the bad. If you do, there's going to be consequences. That's why some of you guys in there, they got to play the game with their European counterparts. They got to play this game. And it's sad. It's sad that you have an organization where everybody's supposed to be looking out for each other, but yet you got 1,000 blacks in law enforcement. Why? Like, why do you have to have that? Like, why? You know, everybody should be under one badge. They're all law enforcement.
And I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're like, oh my God.
It's a house. Regardless, it's a house divided. No matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is this. Like I said, we can look at the job. And we can look at all cops and we can just label them. We can generalize. But at the same time, we don't want to be generalized. So I don't really think it's fair. Like I said, there's a lot of good cops out there. But the sad part is
whatever.
Good cops.
Whatever.
No, listen, I know a few. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is, and my thing is,
I know a few
the good
too.
Cops suffer.
I know a bunch.
The good cops suffer. And the bad ones.
Whatever.
That's
right. Honestly,
listen,
it's
but
not
I see
favorable,
that.
The only good cop is a retired cop.
The thing is, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say the thing is the benefits, everything like that. If we looked into it, I know I live in Suffolk County. And the average cop earns over 6 figures out here with the benefits. But we don't have a lot of people that want to be on the police department because you have to go into neighborhoods. You have to look your people in the face that are getting slammed to the ground. And they're looking at you and they're thinking that you somehow are not protecting them. You know, they look at you a certain sort of way. So you don't want to be judged by your own people like that, so you don't want to join the force. Those are good jobs, and they pay a lot. And if we had more representation, we would have less of these problems.
Let me explain something about that, about those good jobs, working for the government. The government is controlled by white supremacy. Nobody is changing white supremacy to accommodate Negroes. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you now. If they do change, whatever they change, it's to the benefit. White supremacy was created for white people so they can benefit from all things at all times at any angle. So they're defending policy.
But who's to say that we can't benefit?
But when you
say who's
that,
say that we can't
time?
Benefit?
Because
we've never benefited for
500 years. We never benefited from white supremacy. You kidding me?
Listen,
you
know
what
the problem is? Listen, hustlers, a real hustler, going to benefit. And that's the problem. I have a problem with fake-ass hustlers. You want to go on the street and sell drugs, or you want to go pimp out women, or you want to go do this bullshit and that bullshit and call yourself a hustler. That's not the true definition of a hustler. But that's what these little assholes out here is thinking. So, of course, a real hustler to me? Oh, yeah. Like, I see these cats. Listen, look at traffic. I hate the stereotype, but a lot of Indians they come over here, they get these drugs, and they're in traffic. They're under the NYPD ban. What do they do? They come in here, they get these jobs, and they get the benefits, and they got a plan. We don't never put together a plan like that because we're too busy wanting to live in the street. We don't want to be in a uniform. We don't want to have to take orders. We don't have to get up at a certain time and do. We don't want to have to put 25 years in.
But you know what? A lot of times we don't even try. We base it on what other people are saying. I've seen there's not a lot of people that go out for the NYPD. There's not a lot of people that go out for Suffolk County Police. I mean, a lot of us. We don't. We just assume that we're not going
to
get in because we have a record.
Who wants to go through that madness? Who wants to go through that madness? You know what I mean? A lot of that stuff is madness. You're not going
to
control your neighborhood based
on their own.
You're not going to police your own community by getting a man to come into your community policing. You have to police your community as though the police were there. Without them.
But if you're in a position to police your community, That's where it starts. You have to align yourself and put yourself in a position. Nobody said you had to go out there and be put your uniform on and be Malcolm X or Martin Luther King. Nah, man. Subliminal criminal, man. Get
Everything is strategic. Do what you got to do. Move in style. Like, have you ever heard of once you get your foot in the door, you open it for others? That's what we do. How many years? We get our foot in the door. We want to close it because we're afraid somebody else going to come in.
That's corny.
When you look at these jobs, that's corny.
Black people have jobs. It's not a job. A job only promotes white supremacy. There's been black people in government and senators, mayors, governors for 152 years. 152 years. How wide do you want the door open? Huh? And you got the door open, and we still get breadcrumbs. We should have bread factories.
If we are 2% and we're trying to change 98%, that's hard. But if we wind up getting ourselves built up in numbers, we could start turning heads. The problem, like I said, is we don't represent. We have 2%, 3% trying to turn 97%, 98%. We need more people to represent. We need more people to step in. I disagree. Yes.
No. No.
So you never heard of Black Wall Street?
They did more. Yes, I did. And they did more with less. They did more with less.
So...
Hold on. It's 50 million people.
Okay.
50 million black people here in America. You telling me you can't manipulate and motivate 500,000?
You can't motivate somebody. You can't motivate somebody that don't want to be motivated.
How about 100,000?
What's the incentive? See, that's the problem.
Black Wall
Street. People always looking at the incentive.
Black Wolf, you take over, you learn the skills, and then you turn them to benefit your people. We're not willing to. We want somebody else to come in and resolve our problems.
Yeah, that's why they're coming in our communities and building up and doing all this other stuff and turning our old communities around.
Yeah.
And I get mad at that all the time because, like I said, why do other ethnicities and races have to come into our communities and switch it around? We can't do that for ourselves.
You can do it because you don't want it. Because you don't want it.
Absolutely. You don't want it.
They invest in our communities. You were mentioning about your hairstylist.
Do you know that it's free to start a business in America? It's free. Huh. It's free to start a business.
Yeah.
So somebody else come in your community and da 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 da. You don't want it, and whatever you don't want, somebody else will do.
Yep.
Exactly.
Black hair stylist. I'm like, come on.
I've been in business 20 years.
I've been in business 20 years.
We have to start investing, not as individuals. We go in and we say, oh, we want to own, let's say, Popeye's Chicken. The chain costs $150,000. Ooh, we can't afford it. But you don't need a Popeye's Chicken.
You don't need a Popeye's Chicken.
It's just an example, brother.
I'm just saying, as a chain, other communities, they will take $20,000 from this person, $20,000 from that person, $20,000, and they'll put it all together until the business gets off its feet. They invest. They don't have money to move like that.
We can invest. So let me ask you, Ron.
What do you want us to put in our community? Because it seems like when we try to put certain things in our community that's not of the normal, they're going to try and shut it down some type of way.
Ain't no they in it. America is built on business. If you got your credit together, say if you got an 800 credit. And then you go for credit line, whatever. You establish yourself. You get a business credit line. You qualify for $10,000, $25,000 business credit line. Boom. Say, like, you want to start some kind of business like, a vegetarian spot. Because there's not a lot of those.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah.
Like, say, like, a health and wellness. Or say something like... Say if you got your PhD in whatever, and you set up something in the hood where mothers, young black mothers can come and venture out and just talk about what they're going through. and then, you know, part of health and wellness and whatever. Say like you
sadly,
take 80,000.
Sadly, you might get shut down. You might get shut down.
No, you won't. No, you won't. You might, and you might
listen.
Not.
You know, you might not.
But
the reality
right
of
anything
is that
you have to assess your community.
Anything to benefit. Listen, there's certain things you just can't do in certain communities. Anything to uplift.
Yeah.
Or help to get over help remove the obstacles. Trust me. Why you think all these programs in schools been cut?
The program
and
in
I've
school
seen
because
a lot
it's
of
no
that
longer it's no thing. Longer it's no longer an interest in those programs anymore. You understand what I'm saying? It's no more interest.
Somebody decided that it was no more interest. Somebody decided that.
Yeah, because of activity. And it was probably a Negro because of activity. What happens is you have to assess your community. If you don't assess your community, you don't know what your community needs. We don't need another Popeye.
But the crazy thing is, we need another soul food restaurant.
There's no soul food.
But wait a minute. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you
there's
listen,
no soul food restaurant.
Really think, you, listen, you really think somebody's going to try to hear you?
What if I
want to
make a sushi spot? How about that?
Do it.
That'll probably work compared to a health and wellness spot or a vegan spot.
Whatever. Do it.
But my whole thing is
no. Listen. I tell you another thing. There's going to be no Chinese restaurant opening back up. Do you know how to make fried rice? Do you know how to make fried wings?
Yeah, I know how to make. You dang all right.
Open up a Chinese restaurant. Have a black
face.
So you
make
it.
That's right.
So
this is what I'm talking about.
It's going to be called Big Red.
That's a vacuum.
Big Red Sun. That's what it's going to be called. Big
there's
Red
a vacuum.
Sun.
There's a vacuum that's about to happen when this thing opens back up. You know, you don't need no more liquor stores. You don't need no more Kennedy Fried Chickens. We need soul food spots to make it real chicken. You dig what I'm saying? And we only need one. We need.
I would agree with you to a degree, Ron. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you, but you know what the sad part is? Because everything that you just said about community, about our people, this, that, and third, this is why some of these cops are out there acting the way they act. We kind of mm-hmm. justify their attitude. Now, when you talk about there's a vacuum about to happen, listen, cats ain't thinking about that.
I know they're not, but if you put it there, they will. You put it there,
the only reason why a lot of black people open up a business, it's sad to say, a lot of them open up a business because they're thinking about money before the product.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They're thinking about money before the people. And see, when you put money before the vision, then you're blind. You're blinding yourself right there. You're fucking up your whole situation. And that's the problem with our black and brown people. You're putting the little shiny trinkets in the carriage before the horse.
Black people. You go to Washington Heights, this is a totally different paradigm.
Well, that's true.
Paradigm,
yeah.
There.
You're right.
A different paradigm.
You're right,
there.
See?
They support each other.
Yeah, you're right.
They support each other.
You know what? You're absolutely correct.
Poppy don't hear nothing Negrito trying to say. Don't include them in our thing. Don't. That's dead.
But once again, it just goes back to you look at police brutality. You wonder why. Listen, of course. There's no green light on it. There's no it's okay. It's none of that. But then at the same time, we gotta sit back and see why these cats do this. Because they feel they can do it. Some of them feel
they
can.
Let me ask you, I'm on Long Island, right? The
Boom.
Black businesses
yeah.
that you have out in the city, how many of them are taking what they earn and reinvesting it back into the community where you know about it?
Probably very few. Probably very few.
Yeah,
like, when
they,
you go to school, you go
even
to,
though they look like us. They're in our community.
Like,
they're earning money off of us. They take their money and then they come someplace else. And I see
you go
it
to
out
place,
here. I'm in
yeah.
I'm in a predominantly
yeah.
minority area. Once they earn
you're
that money,
about?
They
you're
take their money
about?
And they No,
yeah,
I'm in CI.
Oh, okay.
I'm in CI. So they come in, they earn money, and then they take their money, and they'll go to Dick Hills, they'll go to the Hamptons. These are people that look like
us.
They're not turning around. They're not turning around and say, here, you know, here's some money. Go open up a program for the school because I'm in the hood earning the money from the hood.
And you know why? And you know why they're not doing that? Because these motherfuckers are turning around and start pissing in the corners, pissing on the building, doing all types of dumb stuff. And it's like, why should I invest if you can't even control yourself?
That's gonna happen.
Well, you're willing to take
the money? That's gonna happen.
You're willing to come in and take the money? It's the same situation.
That's when you get security. Yeah. We need security. We need a budget for security. Boom. All right.
Those are the cops.
You got us. Pay us. You know how many properties stuff I've dealt with over the years? What it is just like when you own property, you're looked at different because police are there to protect property. You understand what I'm saying? You own property, you own businesses, you got schools, you know, you're something different in the community, you're viewed different worldwide. So it's like police locally, nationally, going to look at you different.
We don't own
55 million black people in America, and less than 1% of them own any kind of business. 1% of nothing. 1% of nothing. Because they're happy with having a job. You're happy with having a job. And the man if the man wake up on the wrong side of the bed one day and say, hey, I don't want you here no more. You don't have your job no more. Because you got one job. We need money. Each individual needs money coming in 8 different ways legally. 4 to 8 different ways legally. But you got one job. You can't be having one job. It's like being a pimp. You got one hoe. You might as well not have none.
Well,
You're not in business.
Once again, if this goes back to this is why, and there's no justification on it, but once again, we give them the ammo. We give them the ammo. Well, police brutality is going to keep on keeping on as long as we keep giving them the
ammo. You got to do things different. You got to do things different. You know what I mean?
It starts with business.
If you don't own nothing, you can't say nothing. The same thing is
going to
happen.
They
got
to get the mind to own something.
Well, that's the sad thing about it. That's sad. That's really sad.
You don't own nothing, you can't say nothing. Like, if you live in mama house and you don't pay no bills, you ain't got no say. You at the mercy of your mother because she birthed you. But you a grown-ass man in the house and you ain't working, you ain't contributing to the house, you ain't the gross national product of the household, you just taking up stuff, you're consuming everything, and you ain't bringing in nothing. Yeah, of course they want to get you out of the house. So now imagine that on a broader scale. Black people don't do nothing but make sweats. You can't do nothing with sweat. Dr. Claude Anderson said that.
Yeah, but once again, this is why we put our situation. This is why we're in the situation. This is why, and yes, I get what Lady T was saying, because there, once again, you do have those that comply and they still die. But what do we do? We listen. They sit back. They're going to march for 2 weeks. They're going to march for 2 weeks, and then they're just going
to
let
you stop that. You need to stop that. Stop that. That's useless. You stop that because that's useless.
There's other ways to go about it. We don't take
marching
in the paper.
Is useless.
We don't read. We don't, once again, we don't educate ourselves on certain
things. There's other ways to go about it. Flood your district councilmen with emails.
Flood those congressmen with emails.
A lot of us are not educated enough to know how to resolve the issue. You know, if someone's not telling us what to do, we don't have the incentive to go look it up.
That's not true.
We might have to do a part two of this. I'm sorry to cut across, Ms. Cherry. But Ron, Ms. Cherry, Lady T, Big Red, if we got like 10 seconds left. This has been good. This has been good. I mean, I see a lot more, you know, parts of the spectrum. But we all agree to disagree on certain points, but we all agree on the same thing. Shit needs to change. And with that being said, another episode in the can. Everybody have a great rest of the week. A good night. You know, when Big Red opened that chicken spot, I hope Lady T won't go eat a piece of chicken. And on that note, I'm out.
All right. Later.
Y'all
be safe. Everybody be safe.
Later.
Good night, guys.
Bye. Bye.